Now, many of you have the book, The Spiritual Journey of Joel Goldsmith by Lorraine Sinkler. And I think at this particular point in our study, it would benefit us to look at this passage on page 145. I'm going to read it to you. This is Joel speaking. From my background of 30 years, I will tell you this. I still do not know what it is all about or how it is done. I still do not know how God functions or why the spiritual activity is what it is. I cannot grasp it. The best I am able to do is to release myself and let it grasp me. I do not have the faintest idea of what it is or how it is that some of the great miracles we are witnessing are performed. I only know that in proportion as I am able to release myself from faith in what I think I know, in that degree, something takes place and produces effects on this outer world. Now that's the top of page 145. And the reason I felt you should be aware of that right now is because in these exercises we are learning, when you have the trust in the intelligence of God, you will feel completely the way Joel expressed it. You see, if you have the faith in God's present intelligence, what is there for you to do? Other than to be conscious that God's intelligence is present, that it is functioning, that it is where you are, that it is unconditioned, that God is doing it. You say, well, what about this that I see, which is so terrible? Well, that's exactly the point. What you see that is so terrible cannot be there because God's intelligence is functioning there. You must know God's intelligence is functioning there. And if you do not know that, you're separated from that intelligence, and that is why you're experiencing this terrible thing that is there. Come out of human thought. Come out of the appearance that is there. Don't let this mechanical universe come through you and express this terrible thing and fool you into believing it. I refuse to believe what the human mind pictures. It pictures birth. It pictures death. These are lies of the human mind. It sees an old man and a baby, but only spirit is there. It sees the adulteress, but only spirit is there. God's intelligence is maintaining the spiritual universe, and only spirit is there. The human mind is a liar. It will trick you into believing what isn't there. It will trick you into believing that God's intelligence is not operating there. And it's up to you not to let it do it. Your third day will be the exercise of perfection. The contemplation of perfection. Again, if you know that you are spirit, that spirit is perfect, then whatever appears to you imperfectly is the mechanical world mind appearance, which is never happening outside but is only happening within your mind. That imperfection is like the chair, like the table, like the lamp, like the clock, like the wall. They appear to be out there, but you're only looking at your mind. And the imperfection you see is your own mind. Spirit is the substance of every real form. And spirit is perfect. Therefore, the imperfection you see is not spiritual, but is only a mechanical mind form that you are looking at, which is in your own mind. It is your mind itself. Your mind, which is reporting the error, is the error that it is reporting. And because you are willing to accept that because all is spirit and therefore all is perfect, this error is impossible, now you're taking control. The world life stream was fighting to control your mind, to give you the sense of mind which could see evil. Most of our human lives have succeeded in doing just that. We are living in the kingdom of heaven, where perfection is the law. This is our contemplation. And in this contemplation, as we get glimmers of this truth, as we understand this truth, as we become this very truth, as we know that I am the perfection of spirit, we are building that spiritual consciousness which one day will not react to the imperfections that appear in mind. You have never seen an imperfection in this world that has been outside of your mind. The only place it could be is in your mind. When you overcome that imperfection and know that it is not there, but exists only in your mind, you will find the secret of I have overcome this world. Now trust that perfection. As Joel said, I don't know how it works, but it does. All I need do is trust it, rest in it, remain in it, abide in it. Remain in the consciousness that the omnipresence of spirit, the omnipresence of God, the omnipresence of truth, the omnipresence of harmony, the omnipresence of perfection are all facts. They're never withdrawn, they never diminish, they are always fully expressing where you are and everywhere else. All things are made by spirit, and without spirit nothing was made. The mechanical world mind, throwing ideas at you that you convert into form, begins to lose more and more of its false potency. Why, you even reach the point of seeking no healing. Because you trust the perfection of God to be where the human mind had reported that a healing was necessary. Pick up your bed. Who convinceth me of imperfection? Nothing is stopping us from living in perfection, except the duality of the human mind, which didn't know. I am the Spirit, I am the Truth, I am the perfection now. There's nothing about me that is imperfect. I am the living spirit. And all that was imperfect never was me. But I didn't know it. I was not living in the kingdom of heaven, of spirit, here on earth now. I was worshiping a God up there. Your power is where the spirit is, and that is where you are. Remember, your spirit is the spirit of your neighbor. Wherever you turn, you're turning from the spirit of you here to the spirit of you there. There's never any space or separation or distance or time. You're moving through the one infinite spirit of perfection, developing the capacity to watch the false appearances of imperfection because you know how they come into appearance. That's your third day. Fourth day, purity. Purity. Now, because spirit is omnipresent, purity is omnipresent. Because spirit is all there is, matter itself is a form of impossibility. And therefore matter, all matter, is non-existent in your consciousness. There's no such thing as pure matter or impure matter. There's simply no matter. Purity means pure spirit. And therefore, to you, because spirit is omnipresent in this meditation, you contemplate the purity of the universe around you. Someone is supposed to have leukemia. Someone else is supposed to have Parkinson's disease. Someone else has a wart on their finger. They do because they are living in the world mind, which shows forth through their mind as these condition. What can they happen if spirit is all? And so you are not permitting your human mind to fool you. You know what these are. These are appearances that exist only in the mind that beholds them. And you have something else to go by, the purity of spirit. And so you know before you look with human eyes that impurity cannot be. It's simply a fact. This is your belief, your knowledge, your consciousness. Impurity cannot be. Oh, I can see it, but it cannot be. I'm looking from the impurity of physical senses. No wonder I see impurity. But I do not believe these physical senses. I know they lie. And therefore, you can look at the lie, see the lie, and touch the lie, and know it cannot be happening because spirit is pure and only spirit is here. Spirit is maintaining its purity. And the purity of spirit is your purity and the purity of your neighbor. Your neighbor is as pure as you because you are the same spirit. And now trust that purity to be the only thing that is present. Don't change the impurity, but live consciously in the purity. And let the purity, like the sun, express itself. Let purity warm you. Let it brighten you. Let it express itself as the purity of your consciousness. Don't you do it, and don't try to figure out how it's done. Back behind the world mind, that purity is flowing. Your recognition of its presence eclipses the world mind and its ideas and the patterns that it forms in your mind, and the purity of itself expressing through your acceptance of its purity as the purity of your being. Your being here and your being there where your neighbor is. All this is the purity of your spiritual being. There's no further to go but abide there. And live today in the purity of your being everywhere. You see how 4 days now, each day another quality of the spirit that you live in, several times during the day, you build your consciousness of heaven on earth. You're not studying truth. I'm going to be this truth. I'm going to be the purity of spirit today. I'm going to be the intelligence of spirit today, the harmony of spirit today, the perfection of spirit today. And then one day they all go together. Let's take peace. The fifth day, peace. Why peace? Because the Spirit of the Lord is all there is. The Spirit of the Lord is not war. It is not hate. It is not violence. It is not cruelty. It is not conflict or struggle. What are these things? They are not peace. But spirit is everywhere, without opposite. The law is that peace is everywhere without opposite. There are no unfriendly neighbors, though they may seem to be. There are no unfriendly nations. There's no one trying to revenge themselves against you or anyone you love. There is no hostility. These are the appearances in the world mind coming forth in the divided mind of man. The mind that is separated from the kingdom of heaven on earth. The no mind. The shadow mind. Making everything counterfeit seem so real except to you who are living today in the consciousness of peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, because my peace is the peace of reality. It never goes away. It never changes. It is never absent. My peace is always here in your spirit when you are the truth. And to be the truth, you must be my peace. That makes you a peacemaker. You are living in the consciousness of my peace where the world is presenting discord. And the mind that would deceive you, make you believe that other than peace is present, is revealed as a no mind, a no power, a no presence, a false image maker. Everywhere you look, in your kingdom of present reality, only peace exists. The world can challenge you with all kinds of appearances, and that's the challenge. All the appearances that are not peaceful, but they make no difference, because only peace can be present. Only spirit is present. You're living in heaven. You're not living in this world. You are the spirit, the truth, and therefore you must be the peace. You cannot be anything but the peace, or you are not the spirit or the truth. So So you see, you must accept the qualities of spirit to be the spirit. And that's the purpose of these contemplations. If you do not accept omnipresent peace, you're not accepting omnipresent spirit. You must accept every quality of spirit as omnipresent in order to accept spirit as omnipresent. So now you've got five qualities of spirit that are omnipresent. Let go of one of them and you are not in the kingdom of heaven. But continue in the spirit. In my word. And ye shall know the truth is your own being. My peace is beyond the understanding of the human mind. And if you understand this, you're not understanding it with the human mind. If you understand this, the petals of your soul have opened and you are living in a soul awareness. Above mind. Above world mind. Above the illusion of a mind. Which is not the mind of God. All over your spiritual universe now, God's peace is and always has been a present reality, just like the sun in the sky. Rest in it. Now we come to your sixth day. Your sixth day of contemplation is the will of God. The will of God is function. The will of God is present everywhere. Where the will of God is, it would be clear to anyone in spiritual awareness that that will is not permitting a second will to exist. And so the will of God being everywhere, functioning now, there is no second will anywhere. A tiger has no will of its own. A leopard has no will. A dictator has no will. Those who would commit violence or cruelty have no will. There is no such will. The only will is the will of God. The human mind had thought that there was a will among people, among nations, a will among those who would steal, or those who would in some way crucify the Christ. But there is no such will. It isn't present. It seems to be. It is the very denial of the truth that only the will of God is present. Choose ye this day. Are you living in heaven on earth, or are you living in this world? If you live in this world, you think there are many wills, that every individual on earth has a will. If you're living in heaven on earth, you know that the only will here is the will of God. This is your contemplation now. The only will here is the will of God. That will is not cruelty. That will is not punishment. That will is not condemnation. That will is perfection. The will of God is that you be perfect. That will is functioning. Now, the whole world denies the present functioning of that will. Can you step out against the world in the knowledge that only that will is functioning here? God takes no pleasure in your dying. It is not the will of God that you die. Now then, who can die? It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is the will of God that you have the kingdom. Do you not see that the will is functioning? Do you not see that you have the kingdom? That your spirit is the kingdom? That you are the kingdom? It is the will of God. It is the pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom. And if it is the will of God to give you the kingdom, that will is functioning. That will is giving you the kingdom. That will is maintaining the spiritual you. That will is maintaining the spiritual self of every individual who walks the earth. That will is the invisible kingdom of everyone's individual selfhood. That will is functioning. Where is the will of a human being? It's as unreal as the forms that we have imagined in the world mind. There is no human will. It is a counterfeit. It appears to be there. It appears to commit action. But where does it commit them? Every human action is committed within the human mind. And other human minds see these actions. Why? Because all human minds are the one world mind. And the world mind simply broadcasts its actions into form in our mind. When we are not living in the consciousness of the one intelligence, the one mind, which we are now doing. And so the one will, the acceptance of the one will, is another way of living in the spiritual kingdom here and now. Because I live in the one will, I can form no opinions about another will. I cannot react to another will. It isn't happening. Remember that phrase, it cannot happen. It is impossible. Only the qualities of spirit can happen. We're not concerned about things that appear in the world mind, or in the world, which is the same thing. We know the illusory nature of the world mind and things that appear in it, which then appear in our individual human mind. We see the whole illusion of that. Our knowledge is that the will is functioning, and its will is to be perfect, and therefore its will is the only will that functions. Only perfection is functioning. Every will that expresses itself in the world mind is a false will. The will to drop bombs is no will. The will to steal is no will. When we are in the knowledge of the non-reality of those wills, by being in the knowledge of the reality of the will of spirit, omnipresent, we find that these wills do not function against us. They have no power to function against your knowledge of the one will. And if you are living in that consciousness daily, so that it is your permanent consciousness, you find the will of evil that exists in the world mind has no power to function against you. One way or another, it is thwarted and sometimes boomeranged against the sender. But if you think there is a second will possible, then you're not in the consciousness of the one will. You're not in the consciousness of being spirit. And you are not living in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now remember, way back at the beginning of today's spiritual meeting, we were reminded that spirit is life. And that without spirit, there is no life. And so if you're not in the spiritual awareness of these qualities, you're not in the spirit and you're not in life.
The only thing you're suffering from is not being in life. You're being in the illusion of life, the counterfeit. Now we've all been together long enough to know that what we're doing here today is vital, clear, and possible. There's not one of us who can't live consciously in the fact that the will of God is the only will. There's no other will there. Someone wants to hurt me, they're just wasting their time because there is no will that can do that. Where that individual's will seems to be, only the will of Spirit is. And it doesn't want to hurt itself. It doesn't want to hurt anyone. It wants to maintain its perfection, and it's doing it. And then that so-called will that wanted to hurt you is null and void. It existed only in the degree to which you are unaware of the will that is there of the Spirit. That's how these opposites come about. The degree to which we're unaware of the truth makes possible the appearance of the lie. And because we're generally unconscious of the divine harmony, the divine peace, and so forth, into our false consciousness comes their opposite. But when we plug the gaps with this daily contemplation of truth, there's no place for the opposites to be formed. That was our sixth. And with your permission, I'd like to now just be still, without any specific contemplation, just to rest in the presence. Let's do that together to find that quietness, a gentle peace. Let's lay aside the thought, the concern, and just feel. The gentle presence our seventh contemplation for the seventh day will be one being. The world mind, of course, broadcasts its concept of one being, breaking it all up into billions of ideas that come out in the appearance world as forms, all separated, so that we think there are so many people, so many animals, so many insects, so many flowers, so many trees. But the kingdom of heaven is one being. There are no divisions, no fractions, no parts, no separation. One being. There is not you and your loved one. There's only one being being itself. One infinity. This being never ends. This being never began. Those are human ideas. This being is always being itself, always present within itself, always present everywhere. This being is the invisible being of all who appear in form. This being is never less than itself. This being is always self-contained. I am that being, with the meaning of I am the truth. I am the light. Now that one being has no parts called you and me and someone else. To live in heaven is to know that I am the one being. This form, which the human mind has created as an image within itself, is not being, but I am being. I am invisible being. I am immortal being. I am spirit, being itself. I have no beginning. I have no end. I am the pure light which is the Father. I am the way. I am the substance. I am the law. I am the action. I am the energy. I am spirit being itself. And all that I am is all that can ever be. For there is no other. I am the infinite spirit dwelling within myself. And outside of me there is nothing, for I cover all that is. I am the infinite spirit in all that is time and beyond. I am the very substance of all those who have been close to me and those who have been far away. They have never died because I am life itself. They were never born because I am life itself. They were never sick because I am life itself. I am the one infinite spirit. And I appear on the earth through the falsity of the human mind as many different forms, persons, things, places, objects and conditions, but none of them are me. I am the spirit itself. And I will always be that spirit. I am being. I am never absent. I am always present. I am where you have seen the world. I am the substance and the identity of everyone you have ever known, including your human self. And I am your being. You are I, the infinite spiritual self that is always being without opposite. And as you rest in, I am that being which is the only being, the power of the human mind to deceive is removed. I am the one self of the universe without opposite. That is your seventh day of contemplation. We're going to take an offshoot now of purity. Actually, we could have done it with purity, but we'll make it the eighth day. And we'll call it health. Spirit is never unhealthy. You can never be unhealthy and be the Spirit of God. You are the Spirit of God. Therefore, you can never be unhealthy. To accept lack of health is to deny your spiritual identity. to accept spiritual identity is to remove all possibility of lack of health. And therefore, on your eighth day of contemplation, I am the Spirit, and therefore, I have never been unhealthy. I am not unhealthy now. I never can be unhealthy. I am health, spiritual health. And spiritual health is the only health there is. There is no matter because I am spirit. Material unhealthiness was part of the mind illusion, which had accepted material form. I am spirit, and therefore the only form I can be is spiritual form, made of spirit which can never be unhealthy, and that is my name. I am the spirit. I am the truth. I am the health. I always have been. I must eliminate the belief of unhealthiness. That is part of the world mind deception. I have never been unhealthy. I have always been spirit. All those days in the hospital, all of those memories, all of the false beliefs were part of the world mind deception. I have never been unhealthy. I simply wasn't living in the spiritual universe. I was living nowhere because there is no other place. And in that nowhere, I experienced the nothing, which is so real too. The nobodies who live in nowhere. I'm not a nobody. I don't live in nowhere. I am spirit, living in and as the Spirit of God. I am in perfect health and always have been. The perfect intelligence of spirit has always maintained the perfect health of itself, which I am. On this, the eighth day of contemplation, I am merely developing the capacity to know the truth of who I am and my qualities. It does not stop on the eighth day. That eighth day is to become every day. But maybe we'll have more time later to discuss that. The eighth day is health. Supply will be the ninth day. I, spirit, lack nothing. I can never go outside of myself because there is no outside. I contain within myself all that I need. It has not appeared that way always to the human sense of self, because the human sense of self stopped at the fourth world, at the fourth day. It didn't know to let the spirit flow like the leaf lets the life of the tree flow. And so it created the forms in the fourth world, and then it reacted with those forms and said, I don't have enough of these forms, or I have the wrong ones. Instead of knowing that I am living now in the spiritual kingdom as spirit, and then waiting for the fifth, sixth, and seventh days to express just as the sun will always shine. Now I'm standing in spirit, which is the fifth, sixth, and seventh day, all combined into the complete spiritual universe. I'm standing in the fullness of being, not accepting the partial fourth world appearance. I am self-complete spirit. All that I have is within myself. I am the Spirit of God. All that spirit has is mine. I am living in that awareness. I am also throwing out the false awareness that I lack, that I am limited. There's no place for a false awareness, for a false world belief in the Spirit. I am in the kingdom of Spirit, on earth as in heaven. There's no place for a false awareness. I cannot lack in the kingdom of Spirit. If I lack, I am not accepting that this is the kingdom of Spirit, that I am the Spirit, the truth, the way, the peace, the life, the intelligence, the power. But I am. My intelligence is working as the fullness of spiritual intelligence, as the divine mind itself. Independent of all human thought, it is maintaining and expressing its completeness as perfect present supply. That supply is as present as the sunshine. I need only accept the knowledge that it is present, it is flowing, it is expressing, it is here. A cloud today doesn't change the flowing of the sunshine. It will shine because it is here. A cloud of thought does not prevent the flowing of supply. It will flow because it is here. And I hasten the experience of that supply by knowing that it is here and its opposite is not. There is no lack of supply. I must remove that from my belief. The supply is here. I must wait in the Spirit, knowing that it is not something outside that I will find. It is my own being. My being is supply. I am the one being. All that I have is mine. All that is Spirit is mine. Spirit is self-fulfilling. Now, you're going to find that as you build this inventory of spiritual qualities into more of a living consciousness, that all the opposites that challenge you will more quickly be understood to be lies. You will know that they are the instantaneous appearance of a world mind lie. Right at your doorstep, right in the very mind of you. But there will be this higher intelligence, this developed spiritual consciousness of living here in the kingdom of heaven where these things are impossible. And you will find yourself turning away from them without reaction, without the feeling you've got to do something about them. Living in that page 145 experience, Joel reports that he doesn't know how it works, but it works. All he has to do is just know. Just be there and know. I am the Spirit. Now go ahead and kill me. Go ahead and prevent me from being healthy. Go ahead and take away my supply. How are you going to do it? There's no such will. The will of God is that I be perfect. And I am. The will of God is that I be intelligent, and I am. The will of God is that I be forever, and I am. All that denies this is denying what God tells me is so, and therefore it's a lie. It doesn't even exist. It only seems to be. It's all evidence that I still have a remnant of a human mind. If I still see the lie, feel the lie, touch the lie, even believe the lie, I still am in the remnant of a human mind. And that's what these things happen for, to tell you you're still in that human mind. And then, when you are willing to accept Spirit, Spirit mind, perfect intelligence, the shadow, the counterfeit, the mirage of the human mind diminishes. The world mind stream loses its false potency. The Spirit of the Lord, as your very being, expresses its own freedom from the limitations of the world monastery. Now, there are more qualities we could go on, but I think it would be wiser at this moment to retrace our steps for a moment. We've only had 10 days, and I suggest that you use these 10 days each day to develop another quality of spirit, always with the awareness that you are living in the kingdom of spirit as spirit, which is actually heaven. That you live in heaven. You awake in the morning in heaven. Get adjusted to that, so that when you awake, you consciously know that the world mind stream is working over time to keep you in it, but make your adjustment to know that you are literally the only being, that you live in heaven, and that the qualities of heaven are functioning all around you. Then look out at the chair, the table, the lamp, the objects around you, and see that you're going to keep seeing these things out there, but know that they are only in your mind. They're not out there. Someone else is going to come in that room and see them too, and believe that he or she sees them, but they'll only be in his or her mind. And if 100 people come into the room and see them, they only exist in their mind. Now, suppose you remove your mind, where would they be? For you, they wouldn't be there, would they? They'd only be there for whoever sees them with their mind. But remove the mind of the world and they wouldn't be there. Remove the mind of the world and the world goes with it. Every tree that stands out there in the forest exists only in the mind of those who behold it. And all you've got to do is know that when your mind is gone, for you there's no tree. When the mind of each individual is gone, there is no forest. There's not even a sun in the sky. These things exist only in the mind of individuals. The mind of individuals saw Jesus, but there was no Jesus there. The reappearance was only in the spiritual mind. The world mind still thought Jesus had gone. But the spiritual mind was able to witness the resurrection. Now, there's no world out here, and there's nobody in it. That's the great big make-believe game of the dream, in which he hangeth the earth on nothing. And your conscious awareness that what is out here is heaven. Pure spirit, invisible to human sense, but not to the developed spiritual consciousness which you are developing. Live in that heaven by accepting these 10 qualities. Each day another quality. And don't accept their opposites, because both can't be true. As the opposites diminish and the reality increases in your consciousness, you'll see you're definitely learning how to walk in heaven, learning the meaning of, I am the truth. And that truth is going to set you free. It's been a beautiful visit. The only reason your tape is a little late this month is because there was a feeling that something yet wasn't being said, but now it's said. And so now you have your tape. Once more, thanks for the letters, the statements, the experiences, the sharing, and thanks for knowing that I am interested. Much love to all of you. Goodbye for now. But let us remember that when you do these exercises in spirit, for the next 10 days, that's just a preparation And if your tape is still not there, that is the fifth tape, do those 10 exercises again. Some of you, if you're real creative, you will pick up a few other qualities and develop those. But you have the basic principle of how to live in the kingdom of heaven. And I trust that you will do this. Much love until we meet again.